بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. In this first talk regarding the classical treatise by a Sheikh محمد بن سليمان التميمي رحمه الله، known as القواعد الأربع، the four rules. This is a an introduction which every one of us needs, every Muslim needs to know of. These four rules are related to the great matter of Tawheed. This is the message which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had specifically sent His messengers and revealed His books in order that mankind single Him alone in worship and ascribe no partners with Him in that. The author, Rahimahullah, began his introduction by a dua. He began his book or this treatise by a dua, an invocation. He, rahimahullah, said, أسألُ الكريم رب العرش العظيم أن يتولاك في الدنيا والآخرة وأن يجعلك مباركا أينما كنت وأن يجعلك ممن إذا أعطي شكر وإذا ابتلي صبر وإذا أذنب استغفر فإن هؤلاء الثلاثة عنوان السعادة. He, rahimahullah, began his treatise with the following dua, saying, I ask Allah, the gracious, رب العرش العظيم, the Lord of the great throne, العرش, أن يتولاك في الدنيا والآخرة. I ask Him to look after you in this world and in the hereafter. وأن يجعلك مباركا أينما كنت, and that He bless you wherever you may be. وأن يجعلك ممن إذا أعطي شكر, and I also ask Him to make you of those who, when they are given, are grateful. وإذا ابتلي صبر, and when he commits a sin, then he begs for forgiveness. وإذا أذنب استغفر, and when he commits a sin, he begs for forgiveness. And when he's afflicted with calamity, he endures patiently. Naam. Naam. No sound mic. Hmm. understanding Islam, are you there? There is sound now. There is sound. How come? I don't have a mic. Can you hear me? You hear me now? You hear me now? Do you hear me now? Okay. I lost connection with understanding Islam. No. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. Now you have sound. There is sound now in the room. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Yeah. Okay, can you hear me now? Is there sound now? Okay. None. وَيَجْعَلَكَ مِمَّنْ إِذَا أُعْطِيَ شَكَرْ وَإِذَا ابْتُلِيَ صَبَرْ وإذا أذنب استغفر, and that if you are afflicted, then you endure patiently. وإذا أذنب استغفر, and if you commit a sin, you beg for forgiveness. فإن هؤلاء الثلاثة عنوان السعادة, that these qualities are the true means of happiness. The author, rahimahullah, is making a dua. So in his treatise, he sought in the beginning to make a dua for the seeker of knowledge, and then to benefit him with the substance that comes afterwards. And this is from the advice that he, rahimahullah, invoked Allah to give success and benefit to the seeker, to the student. And there is no doubt that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts the dua, then he will be from the happy ones. So this is the introduction, this is the beginning of his book, this paragraph, and a great introduction, an invocation to the seekers of knowledge. Anyone who intends to learn his creed, and having the good intention, seeking the truth, and to avoid misguidance and shirk, and this is what qualifies the person for the protection from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this life and the hereafter. قال الله تعالى in Surah Al-Baqarah chapter 2 verse 257, الله ولي الذين آمنوا يخرجهم من الظلمات إلى النور والذين كفروا أولياؤهم الطاغوت. الله ولي الذين آمنوا يخرجهم من الظلمات إلى النور والذين كفروا أولياءهم الطاغوت والذين كفروا أولياءهم الطاغوت. Allah is the wali, the protector of those who believe. He brings them from darkness into light. But as for those who disbelieve, their supporters and helpers are the taghut, the false deities. So if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala supports and protects the believer, then he will be from the happy ones. In this life, he guides him to be on the correct path. In the hereafter, he subhanahu wa ta'ala protects him and admits him to paradise eternally, having no fear, no illness, no distress. And from the dua that the Shaykh rahimahullah made is وَأَنْ يَجْعَلَكَ مُبَارَكًا أَيْنَمَا كُنْتَ that He blesses you or bless you wherever you may be, giving you blessing in your life, a blessing in your sustenance, a blessing in your knowledge. And blessing in your actions, blessings in your offspring, wherever you may be. This is a great good and great bounty from Allah. And then he, rahimahullah, said, وَأَنْ يَجْعَلَكَ مِمَّنْ إِذَا أُعْطِيَ شَكَرْ وَإِذَا ابْتُلِيَ صَبَرْ وَإِذَا أَذْنَبَ اسْتَغْفَرْ. In the next part of his dua, he said that Allah, may Allah make you from those who, if given, they are grateful. Contrary to the one who does not acknowledge the favors of Allah upon him and they deny it or they utilize it in matters that are not pleasing to Allah. And so it becomes a means of hardship upon them. And as for the one who is grateful, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases him from his bounties and favors. قال الله تعالى in Surah Ibrahim 14:7, وَإِذْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكُمْ لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. And remember when you proclaimed, if you give thanks, I will give you more of my blessings. So if you seek more of Allah's bounty, then be grateful to Allah. If you want otherwise, then be ungrateful. And from the dua which the Shaykh rahimahullah made, وَإِذَا ابْتُلِيَ صَبَرْ, when the person is afflicted, he endures patiently. That is because Allah afflicts people and tests them with afflictions and trials and tribulations and things which they dislike. He tests them by their enemies, from the disbelievers and the hypocrites. So therefore they need to endure patiently and not to give hope and not to despair from the mercy of Allah. And that they are firm on their deen, and they become firmly established on the deen and not shaken by fitan or surrender to fitan, but rather are established on the deen and persevere on what they may face from difficulties in establishing the deen. This is in sharp contrast with the situation of the person who becomes enraged and discontent if he is touched by calamities or hardships. So this person will receive more from calamities. قال الله عز وجل إن الله إذا أحب قوما ابتلاهم. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله إذا أحب قوما ابتلاهم. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves some people, He tests them. فمن رضي فله الرضا ومن سخط فعليه السخط. And whoever is pleased, then he will be content, will receive contentment. And however, who is enraged and is discontent, then he will receive the wrath and discontentment. And the greatest in the degree of trials are the prophets, then the like, then the like. The prophets were tested and tried, and so also the truthful ones of the believers and the martyrs and the believers, but they were patient and endured patiently. As to the hypocrite, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said concerning him in Surah Al-Hajj 22:11, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ عَلَى حَرْفٍ فَإِنْ أَصَابَهُ خَيْرٌ اطْمَأَنَّ بِهِ وَإِنْ أَصَابَتْهُ فِتْنَةٌ انْقَلَبَ عَلَى وَجْهِهِ خَسِرَ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةَ ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْخُسْرَانُ الْمُبِينُ. And among mankind is he who worships Allah as it were upon the very edge, meaning in doubt. If good befalls him, he is content therewith. But if a trial befalls him, he is content therewith. But if a trial befalls him, he turns back on his face. He loses both this world and the hereafter, and that is the evident loss. That is the evident loss. So this life is not continuous blessings and enjoyment and happiness and victory. No, not at all. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala turns it amongst his slaves. Just think about what happened to the companions, the best of the ummah, the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What happened to them and the trials they faced and the tests. قال الله تعالى وتلك الأيام نداولها بين الناس, as in Surah Al-Imran 3:140. وَتِلْكَ الْأَيَّامُ نُدَاوِلُهَا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ. And so are the days we give to men by turns, that Allah may test those who believe, and that He may make martyrs from among you. So the person should remember that if he is tested, then this is not something any special, only this occurred to him, but rather this also befell the most righteous of this ummah. So therefore he should patiently endure and wait for the ease, and the final end will be for the muttaqeen, the pious. Then the Shaykh in his dua, he said, وَإِذَا أَذْنَبَ اسْتَغْفَرْ. And if he commits sins, he seeks forgiveness. The wretched is the one who does not repent if he commits mistakes or commits sins. But the believer, whenever he commits a sin, he immediately resorts to repentance. قال الله تعالى, Allah the Most High says in Surah Al-Imran chapter 3:135, وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ ذَكَرُوا اللَّهَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ وَمَنْ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا اللَّهَ. And those who, when they have committed fahisha, sins and illegal sexual intercourse, etc., or wrong themselves with evil, they remember Allah and ask forgiveness for their sins. And none can forgive sins but Allah. And they do not persist in that wrong they have done while they know. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated in Surah An-Nisa, chapter 4, verse 17, إِنَّمَا التَّوْبَةُ عَلَى اللَّهِ لِلَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ السُّوءَ بِجَهَالَةٍ ثُمَّ يَتُوبُونَ مِنْ قَرِيبٍ. Allah accepts only the repentance of those who do evil in ignorance, quote, end of quote, and foolishness, and repent soon afterwards. It is they who, to whom Allah will forgive, and Allah is ever all-knower, all-wise. This term, ignorance here, it doesn't mean the ignorance which is lack of knowledge. That is because the one who does not know is not held blameworthy. But this jahala, this ignorance here, is the opposite of clemency. Is the opposite of al-hilm, clemency. So everyone who disobeys Allah, then he is jahil. Then he is jahil in this sense, meaning deficient in clemency. And deficient in soundness. And it may be that he is knowledgeable, but he is jahil from another angle, meaning he doesn't have clemency and does not have steadfastness on the affairs. In this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ثُمَّ يَتُوبُونَ مِنْ قَرِيبٍ, and they repent soon afterwards. Meaning every time they commit a sin, they ask forgiveness. Because there is no one infallible. Like in Alhamdulillah, all praise is due to Allah, who subhanahu wa ta'ala opened the door for repentance. So therefore the person should immediately hasten to repent. And if he doesn't, and doesn't seek repentance and forgiveness, then this is a sign of wretchedness. And he may end up despairing from the mercy of Allah. And then shaitan comes to him and says, you have no tawbah. You have no tawbah. You have no repentance. So these matters which the Shaykh rahimahullah mentioned in his introduction, إِذَا أُعْطِيَ شَكَر, if he is given, he is thankful. وَإِذَا ابْتُلِيَ صَبَر, and if he is afflicted, he endures patiently. وَإِذَا أَذْنَبَ اسْتَغْفَر, and if he commits sins, then he asks forgiveness. These are the signs for happiness. And whoever succeeds in this respect, then he attains the true happiness. And whoever is deprived from that or part of it, then he is wretched. And here we remember the saying of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam concerning the affair and the matter of the believer. He said, عَجَبًا لِأَمْرِ الْمُؤْمِنِ, amazing is the affair of the believer. إِنَّ أَمْرَهُ كُلَّهُ لَهُ خَيْرٌ, all of his affair is good for him. وَلَيْسَ ذَلِكَ لِأَحَدٍ إِلَّا الْمُؤْمِنِ, and this is not the case except for the believer. إِنْ أَصَابَتْهُ سَرَّى شَكَرْ فَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُ, if he is touched by سَرَّى, something good, then he is grateful. So it is good for him. وَإِنْ أَصَابَتْهُ ضَرَّاءُ صَبَرْ, and if he is touched by something of a calamity, or befalls him, a calamity befalls him, then he is patient فكان خيرا له. And so it is good for him. And that's why he said in the beginning, صلى الله عليه وسلم, عجبا لأمر المؤمن. Amazing is the affair of the believer. And this is the duty upon the believer, to thank Allah at times of ease. And when he is touched by the blessings and favors of Allah, like the well-being, health, the ni'mah of Islam, the blessing of Islam, the favor of Islam, the blessing of the children, the blessing of the wealth, etc. Then he is thankful. How? By being obedient to Allah and abandoning that which angers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from committing that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forbade. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Saba, verse 13, اعملوا آل داود شكرا, اعملوا آل داود شكرا. Work you, O family of Dawood, with thanks, meaning obey the commands of Allah and abstain from His prohibitions. And give thanks with gratitude. And the believer spends the favors of Allah in that which is pleasing to Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in way, and ways and means of obedience. Similarly, he is patient and seeks reward and anticipates it. If he is touched by illness or death of a child or one of the relatives and so forth. And therefore he does not become agitated and acts by lamenting and striking the, hitting the face or the head, and does not invoke Allah in that, in means or ways or words of jahiliyyah, and does not talk bad, but rather endures patiently. And with dhunub, with sins, if committed, he seeks tawbah and istighfar. And that's why he, rahimahullah, the Shaykh, in this dua, mentioned, فَإِنَّ هَؤُلَاءِ الثَّلَاثَ عُنْوَانُ السَّعَادَةِ. These three matters are the title and the true means of happiness. So if the person is keen on these three things, إِذَا أُعْطِيَ شَكَرَ, if he is given, he is thankful, وَإِذَا ابْتُلِيَ صَبَرَ, and if he is tested and afflicted, he endures patiently, وَإِذَا أَذْنَبَ اسْتَغْفَرَ, and if he commits sin, he repents. These are the true means of happiness. If the person is keen on them, this will perfect for him his happiness. Alhamdulillah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from those who fall under this dua. While we attempt to learn and seek the knowledge. This is the first paragraph in his introduction, and inshallah ta'ala I will stop here. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it a benefit for myself and for all of you. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.